Hey, welcome back to This Week in Victoria. I'm your host, Chris Daly. I will be joined shortly by Brother Gary Moses. We're going to talk about all the action going on in Victoria, all the exciting things going on. But first, these messages. We're also brought to you by Smoking Gun Coffee. Smoking Gun Coffee is a father and son business. They're both veterans, and they founded Smoking Gun Coffee with the goal of providing high-quality artisan coffee and supporting veterans experiencing PTSD, suicide, and homelessness. They donate a portion of the proceeds to Serenity Village veterans who build houses for homeless veterans. Oh, and it happens to be some darn good coffee. In addition, their entire staff is made up of veterans as they work to give back to those who served. Military, first responders, and teachers always get 10% off their purchases at Smoking Gun Coffee. They have everything from a medium roast, dark roast, flavored roasts, K-cups, or cold brew. Heck, you can even pick up a sample pack so you can try them all. They have more than 15 locations, including Northside Pet and Ranch and J. Welch Farms in Victoria. Go check out Smoking Gun Coffee. Hey, do you like barbecue? If you're craving some delicious, authentic, Texas-style barbecue, look no further than La Vaca Barbecue. As one of Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue joints in the state, they pride themselves on serving only the best craft-style barbecue around. The menu is packed with mouth-watering options like smoked pork, brisket tamales, you name it, it will knock your socks off. This family-owned business is run by the Navarez family, and their family tradition runs deep. Come try their delicious brisket, house-made sausage, and pork spare ribs with a house-made glaze that contains Big Red syrup. Yes, Big Red. They also serve specialty tamales and smoked pork belly tacos that are a true representation of their Mexican heritage and the Hill Country. They have two locations for you to choose from, Port Lavaca and Victoria. You can also order online or give them a call at 361-212-4860. At La Vaca Barbecue, they believe in Jesus, Texas, and brisket. Don't wait any longer. Come in and taste the best barbecue in Texas at La Vaca Barbecue today. And starting in February, they're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's La Vaca Barbecue at lavacabarbecue.com. And I tell you, we're talking really good stuff. Hey, we also need to thank Integrity Services. That's right, your full-service cleanup company. Integrity Services handles event cleanup, eviction cleanouts, estate cleanouts, hoarder house cleanouts, you name it, storage cleanouts, property cleanup, real estate closing cleanup, full structure demolition and haul-off, shed demolition and removal, RV demolition and removal, general junk removal, dumpster overflow, and bulk item removal. They provide a valet concierge trash service, tree trimming and removal, just about anything you can think of when it comes to cleaning things up, straightening things out. Integrity Services, they're the folks to go to. You can reach them at 361-371-4224. That's Integrity Services, your full-service cleanup company. All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Brother Gary Moses to the show. Brother Gary, how's it going?
We're doing great, Chris. Good to be with you once again. Man, the weeks go by quick, don't they?
They sure do, sure do, because you know why it goes fast is because there's so much going on.
There really is so much going on. It was a great week, past week, the Victoria Livestock Show. Can't say enough about that event and the wonders that they do for the kids and what the kids do in preparing themselves for the future and trying to raise money for scholarships. That's what it's all about, what we just saw on display last week.
Amen, amen. That's such a great organization, and I love how connected you are with it.
I really am, and have enjoyed it for years. And then, of course, you meet and greet so many people, and you have met Robin Cadle, and she is the executive director of the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent, and I work closely with them. You're very impressed with that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I was blown away. She took my wife and I for a tour around the facility. I have not seen the new building before, and wow, this is amazing.
They serve 11 counties. They provide food for all these food pantries around the area, and it is a well-ironed machine. She does great work. She is such a super person, too. I loved it.
She's terrific. I've been a good friend of hers for a long time. We do a lot together. And Food Bank of the Golden Crescent, one of those nonprofits that that I back 100%. And we try to feature, you know, several. And going back to what we've covered already, every one we've talked about is a super organization, CASA,
yeah.
The food bank, as you said, and, of course, the animal shelters. They're all great, just terrific folks. And there's a ton more out there, and we'll be mentioning here and there some of those. And I want to mention also, Chris, that your sponsors are terrific. I keep seeing them out there, and they say they enjoy the show and love sponsoring it, and we thank them very much. And they are a bunch, and I know you enjoy talking with them also.
Oh, yeah. Every chance I get, I swing into one of these businesses, you know, spend a couple minutes just saying hi, giving them a hug, and thanking them for making this show possible, because I get to hang out with you. How fun is that?
Well, it's fun for me to hang out with you, Hacky Sack Man. But it's all good, and to see them out there. And they're wonderful people, wonderful businesses, and doing yeah. great work. So it just super. And I've seen so many people in the past weeks, and there's so much more going on. So are you ready?
Let's do it. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Well, here it is Thursday, and the John Stormont Lectures are going on the Museum of the Coastal Bend. This lecture is on Deeply Rooted, and it's about native Texas plants. Now, I bet you like to mess around in the yards. And I know a lot of people do.
I love messing around in the yard, and I, you know, I'm an amateur gardening expert.
Well, that's better than me, but I'm not out there enough to do any good. But I do love listening about it. Dr. Leslie Bush is here this afternoon, 5:30 at the museum with that, and that's great stuff. And don't forget, yesterday, of course, was Independence Day celebration, Texas Independence Day. Mm-hmm. They're also having a get together at Goliad, and that's, of course, the James Fannin, where they had that massacre and that battle. They're doing one more tribute to him at 4:00 this afternoon in Goliad. And so if you've not been a part of that Texas history, that is one bevy of history right there in Fannin and in Goliad right there. Terrific stuff.
Well, and it's amazing. People who maybe have moved in from the area, we've got a lot of those, who don't realize how much history, Texas history, was made right here in our surrounding area.
Yeah, and the Fannin's right outside of Goliad, so you can catch Fannin and with the history there, Goliad, and there is so much. And I taught it, and I love it, so I know enough about it to really get involved in it. So that was going on, too, today and, of course, yesterday. Also want to mention, as we move into Friday, some great stuff. Now, you're friends with Tony from the American Legion, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's my cousin.
That's your cousin. Well, cuz, your cousin sent me this, and you could talk to your cousin. American Legion Post 166 Social Dinner. This Friday, I'm able to go because I don't have anything at that time before I get moving again. 6 to 7:30, American Legion Hall. It's their social of the month. It's a catered meal, a basket drawing, and they have, a super artist. She was out there at the Victoria Livestock Show at the Beer Garden singing. Stephanie Ross, she's terrific.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we played her on here.
There you go. You know that. So we've had her here, and she's terrific. She'll be there at the Legion. I can't wait to see what the meal is when I get there Friday night.
Yeah, I might see you there.
Come on down, baby. I am going. I've got that on the list for Friday night. Also, tomorrow, Friday, the 37th Annual Benefit Golf Tourney for the Association of Builders and Contractors. This is a big thing. They got a lot of teams. They do two flights at the Victoria mm-hmm. Country Club, raising funds for their association. Two flights, one at 8, one at 1. They have some of the best food out there. They all cook, you know, around the golfers come by the holes and they feed them. And I go out there. Of course, I'm a supporter and a sponsor. And I love it. That is just a fun event. A lot of golf. Beautiful day, good food, can't beat it with a stick.
I love it. I wish I was a better golfer, but that's a frustrating game for me.
A lot of difference between hacky sack and golf, Chris. You know
that? Yeah, quite a bit.
Hacky sack, you move the legs pretty good, but you don't move as far, right?
Right, exactly.
I love it, Dutch. I got to make reference to that every so often because that's how we got started way back when, buddy. That's good times. And then Saturday, we move into Saturday. Now, you're talking about UHV. You said you talked about met with the fine folks and aware of the small business unit that they have with UHV. Talk about that.
Yeah, the University of Houston Small Business Development Center met with their executive director. We talked about all the stuff they do there. And they really are a great resource for small businesses in the area. And you know, you say great resource and you don't know what that means. Well, what that means is they will sit down with you. They'll go over financials. They'll go over your marketing plan. They'll go over how to network, anything related to small business. And the best part, the cost is absolutely free. That's right. It is paid for by government grants. So take advantage.
That's so wonderful. Oh, yeah. That's so good. And I work with that bunch, too, from time to time. And I'm very proud of the University of Houston, Victoria, what they've done since I went there for a student down there. They have grown, and they have such wonderful programs. So, yeah, you can get involved with that. That is super. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, add to this, on Saturday, Jaguar Days. Now, Jaguar Day is an open house for the University of Houston, Victoria. It's going to be the UHV Commons building. You know, that's one that houses Chick-fil-A and the library right there. From 9 to 2, anyone is welcome. You can learn all about the campus and get information, ask questions, and, of course, there'll be some tours. And the kids or adults, it's open to anybody, will get to see firsthand what it looks like and get firsthand information. And I love it that they do that. I'll be there. That's one of my stops that day. Saturday, I'm starting out with that one. Isn't that a good one? And then you heard of that young man by the name of Hunter Hadley. He was a young boy that drowned in that boating accident in Fort Connor. They're having a benefit for him, sir, at Victoria All Sports this Saturday. Starting at 11 o'clock, it's a barbecue meal and a raffle. You can take part and make donations, and I'm going to go by there. That's two that are close together that I want to go by and take care of UHV and of course, for Hunter. So, yeah, touching, but something that if you can make a donation and get by there, please do.
Yeah, definitely. Tragic story there.
Tragic story there, sir. And then something, your wife might like this. I'm a big kid. Saturday and Sunday, the Victoria Ballet Theater puts on the production of Alice in Wonderland. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
It really is Welder Center, the Leo J. Welder Center, the place where it's going to be two performances, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., the matinee right there. So Alice in Wonderland, and the Ballet Theater does such a marvelous job of doing it and doing the production. I mean to tell you, you can't beat it. It is super. And I'm going to go by it. And I work with the Ballet Theater. I'm always making donations to them. I know the lady in charge. It'll be a great production.
Excellent.
All right, let's go with some more Saturday here, sir. Victoria Farmers Market, 9 to 1, Patty Dotson Public Health Center. And I went by there. They've been getting good crowds. They're still doing it every Wednesday and Saturday, Patty Dotson Public Health Center. And then celebrate Texas' birthday with a special event downtown, celebrating Texas' birthday 1836 from 11 to 6, downtown Victoria. Mother Cluckers has an event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you know where Mother Cluckers is, Chris?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I took my wife through there, and she likes everything in there.
Well, I'm sure that and more. And there's going to be more because there's vendors inside and outside. They've got a live music, J.R. Cole and Ashley Post, and, of course, food and drink all over the place. And I'll be out there for some of that, too. Looking forward to that, brother. And then Saturday, it's a concert at the Weaver House. Brian Dunn's going to be there from 7 to 10. That was a good one. And you are aware of Texas Amateur Athletic Federation games, right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Well, they're back in town for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Different locations. There'll be disc golf, something close to your heart and my heart, flag football, golf, and tennis. So we got some more sports, and Victoria's hosting some of that here this weekend. We're not through, but there's a lot of stuff. I want to get one for the out-of-town. Yoakum sent me their stuff. Yoakum has their farm and market days, and that's, of course, Centennial Market Area, and that's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Also Saturday and Sunday, the weekend, the Texas State Championship 42 Domino Tournament on the weekend, Hallisville, KC Hall, and in Edna. All of this stuff comes through the emails and texting and phone calls, Lassoing for Loving Care. I did a program for Hospice of South Texas last week, and it was a staff programming event, you know, how to do a visit program, a good visit, or do a positive visit. Well, they do great work. And this is a benefit for Hospice of South Texas. It's at the Brackenridge Main Event Center. It's a roping event, for all ages. Yeah, Edna, live auction, silent auction, and it's all day long in Edna. Buddy, if we've made the round, we've made the horn, round the whole horn right there, didn't we?
I think we have, and it just reminded me, you mentioned the farmer's market. I did not realize it, but the food bank runs the farmer's market also.
And yes, we didn't say that, but it is the Victoria Farmer's Market. It is the food bank. We just take it for granted. Everybody knows that, but you're right. Bring it up again. That's a good point. I took it for granted. You bring a good point. Now that you talk to her, Farmer's Market is run by the food bank of the Golden Crescent. Right.
Yes, Brother Gary mentioned our featured nonprofit this week is the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent. As I mentioned, I was able to sit down with Robin Cadle, the executive director and president of the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent, and what an amazing organization, an amazing person. We're going to break this into two parts. We're going to do part one this week. We're going to do part two next week because we were able to spend a good deal of time there and learn a whole lot about what they do, the amazing stuff that they do there at the food bank. Enjoy this. All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Robin Cadle from the Food Bank of the Golden Crescent. You're the president and chief executive officer,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Cool. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. I just got the tour. I would say the nickel tour, but it was at least a $10 tour.
We are excited to get that tour.
Yes. Yeah, so let's back up, though. What got you involved with the food bank?
It seems that everything I've done in my life has geared around helping people, nonprofit boards, fundraising, you know, when your kids are in school, different things like that. And then it was a time in my life when I was doing a consulting job, and a friend of mine from a previous job called me, told me about the posting for the executive director, and she told me it was me written all over it. So I applied and was very fortunate enough to land this job, which I don't think of as a job. I think of it as a mission or a calling. It's not work at all.
And how long have you had this position?
I've been here since January the 3rd of 2013, so 10 years this January.
So you've been here long enough to know what you're talking about.
A little bit.
Nice. And I've seen a lot of food banks around the state. I've lived all over the state. I've been involved with food banks, but...
Well, you know what they say.
What is that?
If you've seen one food bank... You've seen one food bank.
Exactly.
While we do the same, we're all different in so many different ways.
Yeah, and you were talking about when we toured that this is a small one, quote unquote, but it's giant physically.
We are considered a small food bank. The Houston Food Bank does what we do in a year, probably in a week or days.
Wow.
It's... Our size is based on the number of people we serve and also the number of pounds of food distributed out to our communities.
Right. And give me, I saw the map on the wall, all the counties. Explain who you serve.
We serve Calhoun County, Colorado County, DeWitt, Goliad, Jackson, Lavaca, Refugio, Matagorda, Wharton, and Victoria counties.
Wow.
It's 11 counties. Almost 10,000 square miles of area.
That's
and
great.
While we serve those as a distribution warehouse, we work with over 100 food pantries, soup kitchens, things like that, that do the hard work, the
right.
getting out. I mean, we do mobile distributions in 11 of these counties, or all counties, but our pantries are the front line.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people may not understand. They may think of a food pantry as one entity and you as a different entity, but it's all correlated.
And one of the things that they think is that a food pantry, a prime example is I hear people talk about the Goliad Food Bank.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Goliad Food Bank. We are the only food bank in this area. Goliad's a pantry. There are
right.
several pantries there. So the misconception of what a food bank and what a food pantry is, food pantries rely on the food banks to get the majority of their food.
Right.
We don't supply them with everything. And we're not like a grocery store where they can come and say, I want this, this, and this. We have an inventory. We post that inventory, and they order what we have.
Right.
And it's never the same. Month to month, it's never the same. In an emergency or a disaster, we may get things that we've never gotten before.
I got you. And then, you know, a lot of people will think, they'll hear a call, hey, the food bank needs help because something's going on, and they do a can drive or something like that. But that's not really the bulk of what you get. Everybody assumes that is.
It is. You're absolutely right. That we get on a food drive, we get, you know, a few items of corn, a few items of beans, a few items of this. Well, our pantries serve 50, 60, maybe even 100 families.
Mm-hmm.
So a few cans of this, a few cans of that, doesn't go very far.
Right.
And even when we've tried to be more specific in food drives, like a peanut butter drive, strictly canned green beans. Victoria Christian Alliance Ministry, mm-hmm. VCAM, they are supported by several different churches, and each church will do a green bean drop
right.
or a corn drop, and that helps get more food out to the people. What helps us primarily is the funds, the dollars.
Right.
And that was my message when I came. A dollar. If you can't give me a dollar, I mean, a dollar's all you have to give me.
Sure.
Many people, I mean, and I was the same way growing up. I thought, if I can't give $20 or $30, then I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting their time.
Right.
But every dollar helps us provide 8 meals.
Right. Yeah, so $1 is worth a heck of a lot more than a dollar's worth of canned goods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that dollar helps us provide 8 meals, and it takes 1.2 pounds of canned goods to make a meal.
Wow.
So, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The dollars go a long way. And I can tell you that when I open the mail, I get lots of envelopes with just a dollar in it.
Nice.
May not tell me who it's from, but that warms my heart because they heard me.
Yeah.
They understood.
Yeah, they
what
heard
I was
your
saying.
Message. And mm-hmm. that's really been an important factor in you accepting this job, was getting that message out. So talk about how you've done that.
Every opportunity I get, I love talking about the food bank. I've been able to do it on TV, on radio, at the Victoria Rotary meetings, at any kind of meeting that invites me, and sometimes those that don't invite me.
You're a meeting crasher.
Right before Super Bowl, some of our neighbors invited us over to eat. They had some friends that I had not met before. Subject of food bank came up. It was 30 minutes on what the food bank does and how they do it. So
nice.
These people got to hear it, ask a lot of questions, and now I feel confident that they'll go back and share it with their friends.
That's very cool. But you also have corporate partners who sustain you a lot, right?
Absolutely.
Talk
HEB is huge at what we do. Walmart. We pick up rescue food from Aldi's, from Target. We're now doing the Dollar Generals. Feeding America is our national network provider, and they put us in contact with a lot of these big suppliers
mm-hmm.
that we otherwise would not have contact with. Funding, when J.J. Watt made his big $7 million donation,
yep.
he did it through Feeding America. Feeding America works with 200 food banks across the United States. So some of it's a competitive grant opportunity. Sometimes it's directed. Because it was Harvey, it was directed.
Right.
So just the opportunity to get in with the Kellogg's and the ConAgra Foods. Walmart's currently, well, this st- starting now. It's a Spark Change campaign that goes on at this time of the year and has for several years. We're invited to participate in that. Mm-hmm. And it comes from us telling messages and stories about what we do, but also when people buy certain foods at Sam's or Walmart, we get a percentage of that.
Nice.
We got a check the other day from Feeding America for like $25,000, but it was an accumulation of donations from Pampers Chef. When Pampers Chef, when these ladies do home parties, yep, they can round up to Feeding America, and then they put the funds back into the communities where they came from. Feeding America, Pampers Chef, Enterprise Car Rental, there's Subaru,
wow,
all these partners, these big names that you see, they give back, and they give back locally through the national network.
Very nice. Definitely, I have to thank Robin Cadel, and fear not, we will have the rest of that interview next week, and it's good stuff, excellent stuff. We also need to thank Lemon Dreamy. Yes, Lemon Dreamy is the preeminent lemonade and lemon dessert bakery in the Crossroads area. They offer a wonderful variety of cookies, bars, breads, made-to-order cakes, pies, and other delectable lemon desserts. If you're looking for that refreshing glass of summer in a cup kind of lemonade, you won't find any better than what they have at Lemon Dreamy. They spent years perfecting their lemonade formula. 15 fresh lemons go into every gallon of their hand-squeezed lemonade. No powders, no dye, no artificial anything goes into their lemonade. At Lemon Dreamy, their only focus is on lemons. It's what they do because it's what they love. You'll love it too. Come on down, try some, and go squeeze the day. Visit them at lemondreamy.com and inside the Hive at 1915 John Stockbauer Drive. Hey, do you need to stand out and get noticed? Look no further than Solar Tint and Graphics. They specialize in residential and commercial solar film, security film, and decorative film installation. In addition, they do signs as well as vehicle tinting and wraps. In fact, their graphics team does some of the best work around. Whether it's vinyl banners, vehicle signage, or you want to have the coolest looking ice chest in town, Solar Tint and Graphics will take care of you. And when you need window film for your home or business, they have exactly what you need. They use only top-of-the-line film, proven to save you big on your electric bills and stay beautiful. Their team of experts will work with you on the design and features that fit your specific needs and budget. Not only will you save money, but the beauty and comfort have an immediate impact on how you feel and how the world sees you. So why wait? Visit solarstoptx.com or call 361-570-7867. That's Solar Tint and Graphics. Don't forget to let them know if you're a first responder, teacher, or military, and you will always get a discount. solarstoptx.com.
Are you a business owner with little time to spare? Don't have enough time to do social media marketing well? You don't have to let it fall by the wayside. Let Fresh Media Works create and post engaging content on your behalf. With prices starting at just $75 a month, our services make you look great without breaking the bank. Text social to 713-269-4620 and let us handle it.
Well done, Sir Chris. And then on Sunday, I got one nice event. One of the boys that I've known for a long time back at school, a young man back in my school, benefit for Leonardo Pop. They nicknamed him Puppet, and a lot of people know this fine young man. He has cancer. They're going to do a benefit for him from 11 to 2 at Dodge City. It's a hamburger meal. Auction is from 12 to 2, music at 3 o'clock. Again, Dodge City. You can get out there and, you know, we got a couple of benefits. We always mention the benefits, too, for these individuals, and that's one right there. A good kid he is. When I say kid, he's a young, I mean, he's an adult and been around for a little while, but he's a kid to me. My kids are always kids, you know.
I've gotten up there where I will talk to 40-year-olds and call them kids.
Oh, I'm doing it, man, and I still enjoy that. And I got some 60-year-olds, kids. They're kids to me. I mean, I talk to them like they're still students sometimes, and they love it because it makes them feel good. You know that? And also, don't forget Wednesday, the VFW. back in business. I did their fish fry last week. That fish was terrific. But they have their regular coffee and donuts in the morning, 8:30 to 10, every Wednesday, VFW Hall, and also the hamburger night, $6 for a hamburger. They're terrific, and that's from 5 to 8. And, again, as we mentioned, Farmer's Market that way, day every Wednesday, too. Just a lot of stuff going on. I think, brother, that's about all we need to cover because that's a lot right there. Woo!
Yeah, that's going to keep us busy. And I tell you, you mentioned that that when you talk to some of these older guys, that you refer to them as kids, that they feel good. I have to let you know, you make everybody feel good. Doesn't matter how old they are.
Thank you, Chris. That's a compliment. I'll take it. Thank you. It makes me feel good to be around them, to be around you, and to see the good work a lot of these people are doing. I saw so many kids, young kids and adults, and they'll remember you, Mr. Moses or Brother Gary. You had him at school. And I saw so many people there. It makes you feel good. And thank you for the opportunity to put the word out there to let people know we're still out there, we're still doing good, and we can't wait to see them. Thank you, sir.
I love it. I love it. And thank you once again for another great week. And we'll be in touch this week.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Chris, have a great week. I'll look for you at some of these events. Probably see you out there, buddy.
Gosh, I want to thank everybody that played a role in this show. All the great interviews, of course, Brother Gary Moses, could not be possible without him. And, of course, the sponsors who made this show possible. Please go out and support those nonprofits. Go out and support your local artists. And, of course, go out and support these businesses that help share This Week in Victoria. Until next time, for This Week in Victoria, for Brother Gary Moses and myself, enjoy This Week in Victoria, and hey, keep it real.